Hi, this is the question for patient Abdullah Altashi, ABDULLAHALTASHI. Abdullah Altashi, date of birth is 4/14/95. Date of service is 8/24/2023. Date of accident is 5/7/2020. The patient presents for follow-up visit and he reports that he never got the compounding cream for the pain, and now he is reporting his pain to be on the neck, mid back, lower back, and the right arm, right lower extremity below the knee. At 10 out of 1 to 10 in severity, ADLs are affected 10. He's walking on a cane today and he reports that the other driver of the vehicle in his motorbike, he's not getting any tremendous treatment or any major issues. As far as he is concerned, he reports his headaches are still going on and his pains are going on, especially the right shoulder. Although he can move up to 180 degrees of abduction, but the motor power is reasonably good. He has an appointment to see Dr. Gary Gilliard, the orthopedic surgeon who operated on his right shoulder on September 16. And he reports no improvement at all in among all the treatment. His MRI for the cervical spine and lumbar spine are found to be completely normal. His MRI for the knee is also completely normal. MRI for the shoulder was done on 5/8/2023. After surgery, and it shows that the surgery has been progressing. Surgical changes are present. Post-surgical changes from the rotator cuff repair. No evidence of any further recurrent rotator cuff tear in this MRI. This MRI was done on 5/8/2023. And post-surgical changes from post-prior labral tear. So the he's requesting Percocet for his pain relief. He doesn't want any Tylenol, codeine, or any other medication. And please review the chart for the ADLs for system review. For the additional history, current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Compliance is clear, patient is in compliance. Physical examination. Blood pressure is 137/91, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. General review is as follows. The patient is able to walk reasonably well with the help of a cane. The gait is normal and not antalgic. The patient was examined. And we find the following in the physical exam. Neurologically, our patient is completely normal. Please mention the neurological examination is completely normal with normal cranial nerves. Musculature examination is completely normal, including the right shoulder. The strength is 5/5, and patient is able to lift his arm in abduction up to 180 degrees. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection, the patient has a normal curvature and alignment. No scars are noticed. On palpation, there is no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, pelvic crest height is, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, no pelvic tilt is not. The paravertebral muscle spasm is none is present. Hypertonicity is zero. No trigger points are noticed. Trapezius, quadratus lumborum muscles are normal. In the range of motions, cervical spine, range of motion is as follows. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation 80. Lumbar spine range of motion is also normal. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. The cervical spine Hoffman sign is negative. Sperling sign is negative. Lermit test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Soto Hall test is negative. Thoracic spine, the Roos test is negative. Slump test is negative. Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernick test is negative. Straight leg raising test was negative. Contralateral leg rest test negative. Beggar test is negative. Temp test negative. Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joints, none of them are tender. Standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is negative. Distraction test is negative. Weber test is negative. Gonsolin test is negative. Tendelberg sign is negative. The extremities examination, excess, the right shoulder was re-examined. And also the right ankle and foot, and the right hand. On the left side, the extremities are completely normal. Left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, completely normal. Left hip and left knee, left ankle and foot are completely normal. And this motor strength 4x5, sensory system is intact, and no issues with the range of motions are normal on the left side. On the right side, the right shoulder has a normal range of motion at this time with 180 degrees of abduction on active motion. Passive motion is normal. No clicking crepitus or any popping noise are heard. And the shoulder appears completely normal. The scars are noticed for the surgery. And all the tests for supraspinous testing, including anterior and posterior apprehension test, Hawking candidate test are found negative. In the distally, carpal tunnel testing is negative with the tunnel sign, phalen sign is negative. And peripheral pulses are normal, reflexes are normal, sensations are intact, range of motion are normal at the wrist, no thenar prominence atrophy noticed, no other issues noticed. In the right leg, the hip and the knee and the ankle and foot appear to be completely normal, good range of motion. Diagnosis remains the same plan. The patient was informed that based on the MRI findings that we have in the record, where the MRI for the lumbar spine is normal and MRI for cervical spine is normal. MRI for right shoulder after surgery is also looking good. We do not find any reason to supply Percocet for him. We have never given any narcotics for him. He was upset. He was provided a choice to use either Tylenol Codeine or Ortram or Suboxone. Patient refused. He said he has to have a Percocet. He was angry and he wanted to be discharged and go back to Dr. Maria Ruiz, the previous pain physician from where he came. And which is perfectly fine. If he wants to see another doctor, that's okay. Another second opinion. I have notified him if Dr. Gary Gilliard, who is orthopedic surgeon, give him writing that he requires Percocet for a longer time than now. I'll be more than happy to oblige him. Or Dr. Redden, for example. To me, it appears that it is not needed. His accident was on May 2nd of 2020. We are in 2023. 3 years later, I do not see any need for pain medication. He has been advised to use marijuana, CBD oil. Compounding cream has been sent, and he's pretty firm on his requirements. A photobiomodulation was also sent, and chiropractic care was also discussed with him. This is the end of dictation. Thank you.